This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, this is Gilly from Rhode Island. Hello, Gilly.
Hey, how we doing today?
What's going on?
Not much. Just cleaning some toilets at the University of Rhode Island right now.
Excellent. Thank you for your service.
Yeah. No problem. Anytime.
What are you calling about?
I know you guys are going to be in Rhode Island soon. Was it this weekend or is it the following weekend?
No, the Rhode Island Road Show is 1 week from Friday at Whalers Brewing Company.
All right. Yeah. Well, I lease out the kitchen over at Rose Hill Golf Club, which is about a mile from Whalers.
Yes.
And you guys over.
We're kind of losing you. I think maybe you're inviting us to we'll try to come by. We're losing you on your phone.
Yeah, couldn't.
As long as you're not serving any soup.
Can you hear me now? Sorry.
We were losing you. As long as you're not serving soup, because soup is overrated, then we will.
Super.
I am really looking. I love Rhode Island, but we have a road show first on Friday in Vermont. Can't wait for that. Somebody was texting in about whether you need tickets or not at the Stone Church in Brattleboro. You don't.
No tickets needed.
Show up bright and early on Friday morning. First opportunity to pick up some new Roadshow merch. If you happen to be watching the show on Twitch right now, and you should be, just go to Twitch and follow WEI.
Nice.
You can take a look at this year's Roadshow hoodie with all the Roadshow dates on the back and the new Sensei artist rendition of the Roadshow. And so while they last, Roadshow merch available. I think we have a white and a blue long sleeve tee version as well. So that will all be happening on Friday morning in Brattleboro, Vermont. But right now we got to get back to the rest of this morning's leads. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. I didn't know that Curtis and I were going to be on the same pro craft side this morning.
Oh.
So Wiggy knows. Harry is fine, no ransom, nothing
okay,
like
okay.
that.
All right.
But he's been taking a lot of heat recently, and I want to give him credit for doing something good. He announced yesterday that he's going to pull his financial contributions to Columbia University, his alma mater. He is one of Columbia's most prolific donors. They get so much money out of Robert Kraft, and he is halting that until they figure out how to deal with their Jewish students on campus right now. I don't know if you guys saw earlier, late last week, early this week, a rabbi on campus emailed all the Jewish students that he knows and says, I don't know how to say this, but I think you should all go home to your families because the campus cannot keep you safe here. The police are overwhelmed. I don't feel safe being here, and I don't think you guys should either. The pro-Palestine protesters on Columbia's campus have shut down the main campus. It's gotten so out of control, and I'm all for peaceful protest. I'm all for freedom of speech. But this has now taken on a different meaning. And when you have scholars at Columbia that are pro, not pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, that are there and talking about the horrific events that happened on October 7th, saying that they were brilliant and they couldn't believe how they were able to pull it off. That's on the campus where I can't imagine being a Jewish mom or dad in California knowing that my child is at Columbia and not knowing if they're safe there or if they can walk from class to class or if they can walk home to their dorm. Mm. It is absolutely crazy what's going on there. And this is no longer peaceful protest. If people are talking about the Holocaust coming back or that the fact that October 7th and the attacks in Israel aren't going to happen just one more time, but not 100 more times, not 1,000 more times, but 10,000 more times. How can you as a Jewish student go about your day going to class and just trying to live your life where you're getting these threatening posters all over campus, Nazi symbols everywhere? Like that is not a peaceful protest. This is taken on a different form of mental abuse. Yeah. For these students that are just trying to be there to learn.
Well, do they understand that they're supporting an organization that has been designated by the United States to be a terrorist organization?
That's what I don't understand.
So the school supporting it?
Well, they have some professors that are supporting it. Even right after October 7th, there was one professor that said, you know, he couldn't believe how easy of an attack it was and how organized Hamas was.
Do they have school? I mean, are they supposed
to
go to...
The main campus is
closed.
Do they
have to go to class or can they stand outside in their tent city all day and do nothing?
They're forcing,
for 66 grand a year.
Classes that are now forced to be online at Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, literally, if it was my kid, I'd be like, hey, I'm paying 70 grand for you to go to school here. Get back to class.
Right. It's during Passover, too, it's a crazy, crazy world that we live in and a crazy time to be alive. But good on Robert Kraft, because we watched what happened at Harvard once, you know, the billionaires started pulling their funds.
Yeah.
Hopefully Columbia takes a note from their book and it takes Robert Kraft seriously.
Okay. All right, Courtney. Well said. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'll make mine quick here, and I'll say this. The Bruins hopefully didn't miss out on an opportunity to give this series away. Watching that game last night and watching Toronto, they are so sloppy with the puck. Like, the mistakes that they make, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Bruins have the ability a bunch of times to capitalize.
Right at the end of the first period, that was pathetic. They couldn't even get the puck out of their own zone.
It's just so sloppy. And I'm hoping that last night's game didn't give them, the Maple Leafs, a little bit of confidence that they might need to overcome some of those mistakes. Because, you know, Austin Matthews is an absolute problem. That goal that he scored.
Yeah.
At the end of, in the third period to put them up 3-2 was spectacular. So hopefully that game last night doesn't give Toronto the confidence and ability to overcome the mistakes that they make, because they are a sloppy team when you talk about the way that they handle the puck. And hopefully last night they were able to bounce back and get, you know, be able to take one in Toronto and not give the Maple Leafs an opportunity to kind of kick open the door.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm on board. I talked a little bit about Curtis and his lead, and he went in a direction that I was going to go in the opposite direction of, but I think I said my piece on that. So I will just say this. I am on board when it comes to the goalie rotation, and I had questions about it yesterday, and I thought after Jeremy Swayman looked so great on Saturday night that Jim Montgomery should have thought about going back with him last night.
So you're off the island.
I'm off the one goalie island.
You were on
I'm on both goalie island right now. I just think that you saw Linus Allmark in net last night, and you have the benefit as a hockey team of having two goaltenders that you can use who are both playing really, really well. So it worked for you all season. It worked for you last season when it came to the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And when you screwed with it a little bit in the playoffs last year, you didn't get the result that you wanted to get. So I, caller said it earlier, Mike from Florida, I think. I give Jim Montgomery credit for not listening to the outside noise like Wiggy and others, not second-guessing himself, but dancing with what brung them to the playoffs and sticking with the goalie rotation. I hope he sticks with it going forward the rest of the playoffs.
I assume
tomorrow night it's going to be Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, I mean.
So up there, I like the way it worked out. It wasn't two games for Swayman. Mm-hmm. I like that. So Linus Allmark gets a start at home, and then you'll get Jeremy Swayman back in net up there tomorrow night. So
this won't change. I think that this is it. Like you said, if you're going to do it, and if he's going to do it, this is something that he has to do through the whole playoffs. Like, even if one of your goalies has a bad night, you still got to go with the other guy and then come back with that guy. Mm-hmm. I think there's no – and Courtney, you were the only one on it, right? The only thing, you've been consistent, and I've been consistent. You want the rotation, I don't. Everybody else has kind of jumped on your island, jumped on ours. But as long as Montgomery says, I'm sticking to this no matter what, you got to do first round, second round, as deep as you go into the postseason, then I don't think he has an issue. But the 1 minute he decides to go, I'm not sure if we're going to continue to do this, that's when a lot of
you're 100% right. He has to stick with it because you talk about the mental capacity.
Yep.
That's when everyone's going to get screwed up. If he went into this series saying, hey, guys, this is what we're doing. No matter what happens, no matter how the goalies play, we will be doing a rotation. If he starts backpedaling on that, that's going to throw everybody into a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he also said yesterday that the team is fine going with either goalie.
Yeah.
He said that during the game. He said both of these guys are the heart and soul of the team. All of our players are behind whoever we put into goal.
But
so
the argument, like in the Twitch chat from Pat's Fanatic 45, is that the Bruins last night did not play with the same energy that they played with when Jeremy Swayman was in net.
But that's not a goalie thing.
That's what they're saying in the Twitch chat. Right.
And I would say to
them, that individual is saying,
what happened all those times they won games for Olmark all season? Like, it's that's I think that's such a silly, lame excuse. And that's one thing, if you want to be anti-goalie rotation, that's fine. Wiggy has as well, but he's not blaming the energy of the Bruins being on just because Olmark's in net. Oh, yeah, Bruins are going to take it easy tonight.
Work with me here, though. However, and I agree 1,000%, Courtney was spot on. I was wrong. They went with the rotation and it worked. So let's say they alternate and they win-lose. So let's say they win in Toronto in game three, then they lose game four. It's 2-2. They come back home. Swayman wins. It's 3-2. They go back to Toronto. Swayman's 3-0 in this, or two, whatever he is. Yeah.
Three.
Three wins in the series. They go to Toronto and he doesn't start.
Can't, don't matter.
I mean, it's just, it'll be interesting. I think that as of now, if Swayman doesn't start game three, that would be a story. They're going to keep alternating, but it'll be funny to see how
it was also interesting to note. Ray Ferraro said on the broadcast, at least for four games, when him and McDonough were talking about the goalie rotation. I noticed that. And so I'm curious if he heard something where it's like, okay, the first four games, they're going to go 1-1-1-1. But then when it's going back and forth between Boston and Toronto for the location of the games, I wonder if they'll stick with one guy.
All right. Those are today's leads. Finally. Next hour, we'll talk everything Bruins with Nesson's Sofia Yurkstevich on this show at 8:20. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Bruins fall in game 2 to the Maple Leafs. We do have ourselves a goalie rotation with Linus Ullmark getting the nod. He had 30 saves in the 3-2 loss. Jim Montgomery has no regrets.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big-time saves, and it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored 2 goals.
Morgan Geekie and David Pastrnak each had a goal in this one, but the Leafs took over halfway through the second till the end of the game. And a hit to the Bees' defense, Andrew Peak left with 6:40 left in the second, did not return. There's no immediate update on that injury. The Bees will now head to Toronto for Game 3 and 4. Game 3 will be tomorrow. That's also when the Celtics will try to go up 2 on the Heat at the TD Garden. But tonight, the Red Sox are back in action. They're in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. 6:10 first pitch with Danner Houck getting the start, opposing Cleveland's Ben Lively. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always, on the Odyssey app. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Presti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And a quick ad, Greg. Remember all the talks? Bill Belichick's going to coach the Chiefs when Andy Reid retires. The dumbest storyline ever. Andy Reid got an extension. Bill Belichick is not going there. 40 degrees and sunny.
How long, Andy Reid? Do we know?
I mean, that's kind of a personal question. Hopefully he loses some weight. Afternoon high of 62.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.